While construction was underway a few yards behind them, numerous elected officials joined developers in a golden bricklaying ceremony. The former Great Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company warehouse, built in 1910, will soon become an apartment complex. In addition to 147 mixed-income units, the building will house a community room, business center, fitness center, and climate-controlled indoor parking. Marvin Wilmoth is a vice president with KCG Development, a two-year-old Indiana-based company that is leading the project.
Adjacent to the thriving residential neighborhood is the robust Larkinville Commercial District, as well as a residential neighborhood directly to our east. AP Lofts is situated neatly in the center, providing a place where individuals of all walks of life can work, live, and play.
The financing formula includes a mix of federal and state tax credits and state tax-free bonds. A completion date was not announced at the ceremony, but according to KCG Development's website, the $40 million project is expected to be finished sometime this fall. Among the special guests was Eva Doyle, a local historian who recalled the neighborhood's heritage.
I have memories of this area because it produced so many successful African Americans who went on to head business and education and civil rights and so much more.
And Doyle explained that she has memories of the old AMP market where she used to work wrapping chickens. She's now a great-grandmother and author of 12 books and is among those with high hopes of a neighborhood resurgence. Michael Morsiak, WBFO News.